Okay, we're picking up the top line of Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. Our learning is once again sponsored the Ilei Nishmas Shulamis Bas Yaakov, the Neshama should have an Aliyah. We have some very nice Agadata continuing in our Agadata today by Ezras Hashem. So the Gemara continues with the Braisa Bore Kamanisim Nasu Beosa Yom. Look and see how many miracles were done on the day we're back to Klal Yisrael crossing the Yarden. Avru Yisrael Seyarden, Yisrael crossed the Yarden, which is a miracle because the waters stopped before them. Ubal La Grizim Lahar Eval Yoser Yeser Mishishim Mil. And the same day, they also took out to Hargizim Areva, which was 60 mil away, which is an unbelievable miracle, considering that you have millions of people with older people and young children who had to travel there. So that is another miracle that had occurred. And it should be noted, though, Lachora, this would be, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that Hargizim and Areva were far from Shechem, as opposed to Rabbi Lazar, who said that they were close. Lachora, according to him, there would be no miracle. At this meaning, this Nakuda wouldn't have been a miracle. And nobody was able to stand before them. Anybody who was able to try to stop them, any enemy that was trying to stop them, they would immediately lose control of their bowel movement. Shenemar, Esimasai, Eshlach, Lefanech, Moses, Kol Ha'am, Asher Tavo Bahem. The Pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying that I am going to send my fear before the nations in front of you, and they're going to fear you. V'omer Tipol Aleihem, Emasa V'fachad, Pasuk in the Shira, right? It says that they're right, Tipol Emasa V'fachad, V'gdol Zeracha Yid Mekav, and their fear and the terror is going to befall them. That is the psukim about that they're going to fear Klal Yisrael. So the Gemara says, now when it's mentioning Agav Tipol Emasa V'fachad, we just mentioned Ad Yavor Amcha Hashem, and Ad Yavor Amzu Kanisa. What's the double lashon of being over? The people are passing. So the Gemara is a drasha, Zobi Arishona, that this is the first going into Eretz Yisrael. Under Yehoshua, there was a great miracle that the Yarden had split for them. Ad Yavor Amzu Kanisa, that the people have gone, that this is the one that you have acquired. Zobi Ashnia, this is a reference to the second time under when Ezra was in charge, when Klal Yisrael was going back during the time of Ezra. Emer Me'ata Ra'una Yisrael also La Asus La Neis Bevi'a Shnia Kimo Bevi'a Rishona. Just like Klal Yisrael had this great miracle that happened at the Yarden, that Klal Yisrael was able to see these miraculous things happen to them, so too when they left the second time around, they should have been zochet to coming in with a tremendous miracle. Ela Shegar Machet. However, this did not happen because the sin caused them to lose that schar, and therefore they did not have these open miracles, and only the Rishus of Koresh, and had not been like this unbelievable thing. Most people didn't even go back. It was like the lowly people that went back to Eretz Yisrael. When I was comfortable in Chutzar, they had money, they had parnasa. It doesn't remind us of anything nowadays, you know? Chas v'shalom, not be motzi lazer. Everyone has their, whatever, their reasons to come. But Lamaisa, Baruch Hashem, with the schus of having so many Jews living in Eretz Yisrael, we should all try our best to be able to live in Eretz Yisrael. And afterwards, they brought the stones Yeshua had commanded to take out of the Yarden, and he built them a Mizbeach on Har Eval, Besadu, Besid, and then they coated it with plaster. Vekalsalem, as called Divrei HaTaira, Beshivim Lashon. Then they wrote on the stones, they wrote all the words of the Torah in the 70 language. Shenemar, Ba'er, Heitev. That is Lashon of being very clear. So it's very clear, something that's clear, it must have been written in all the Lashonos. That's what we learn from Heitev everywhere that was very clear. Vehelu, Olos, Shlamim. Then on the same day, they brought Korbanos, Olos, Shlamim, Ve'alcha, Ve'shasa, Ve'samcha, and they were very happy. Right, that's what the Kiyum of the Pesukim said that they should do that. Uverchu vekilo. Then also on the same day they did the brachos and hargrizim areval. Vekiplos avanim. Then they took apart the stones. Uvol velanu bagilgal. So then they came and spent the night in Gilgal. Shneva vartem osoy machem vinas veinchantem osam b'malon. You should go across there and you should put them at the place where you are staying. So we see that the place where they're crossing to Har Eval, that was with the Mizbeach, and they wrote the Torah in 70 languages, and the Karbanos had taken place over there. So the Gemara says, Yachal b'chol malam ralam. Might be noticed, it might be said that they should be taking the stones with them everywhere, which they, every place where they would have an encampment and stay over. Talmud Lomar, Asher Talina bo halayla. Only where you're staying that night, meaning the first night after crossing the Yarden, lafuke every other night. Uchsiv, ve'eshte mesre avanim ha'ila asher lachu. And these stones you're taken from the Yarden, Yehoshua had put them in Gilgal. So that is what we learned from over here, that's the brace that was done, that all these miracles are done. It was five different miracles, right? They crossed the Yarden on a dry land. It wasn't the Yarden and miraculous to stop for them. They're able to go 60 mil in one day. That's the second miracle. Everybody had bowel issues who was trying to fight them. That's the third miracle. The fourth one was sorry, the third one is just that people weren't stopping them. Then the people who did try to stop them is the fourth thing. They had bowel movement issues. And the fifth one is that they had gone to Hargizim and Arayival. They were able to build the Mizbech. They were able to code it and also write the Torah. All of that miraculously all in one day was part of the miracle as well. So that's the Borei. That's what the Bryce is telling us. Look how many miracles have been done to Klal Yisrael on that day. So now the Gemara says, Tayana Tzira lo Avraim Mahem. So the Pasuk says, right, Vegame Satira, that the Shalach Tzira Lefanecha, the Pasuk says that Akash Baruch Hu is going to send the Tzira. The Tzira is a type of, according to Rashi, on Chumash, Rashi seems to say it's a type of like flying bug. And it helped Klal Yisrael be able to destroy their enemies. Akash Baruch Hu sent that in front of them to be able to kill their enemies. That only happened when they were getting the parts that were Eivar Yarden, the parts of Reuven, Gad, and Chetzi Menashe, when Moshe Rabbeinu was fighting those wars against Sichon and Og. That happened over there, but did not go to them when they went Vayter into Eretz Yisrael proper. So, V'tzira V'lo Avralit Mahem, V'lo L'gmarz V'aksi V'shalach T'tzafanach, the Pasuk says, in Shmos, that Kosh Baruch Hu promised Klal Yisrael that when they go to Eretz Yisrael and they're fighting the Knanim, he is going to send the Tzira the Fanecha. So they would be fighting. So, L'chora, it must have gone with them. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Shimon Malakish, Al Sfas Yarden Amda Vizarka Mehen Mara. So the Tzira, apparently, the bug stood on the eastern side of the Yarden. So, and then, when they were standing there, it was able to shoot its poison at the Knanim, who were on the other side, and kill them. Vizis Mayneh Melamala, not really kill them, first it blind them. Vizrasa Mamata, and then also made them sterile, they were not able to have children. Below Shenemar Vanochi, Hishmariti Esamorim, Pneam Asher Kegova, Razim, Gavu, Vechosanu, Ka'alonim, Vashmid, Piryo, Mimal, Visharshav, Mitachas, who was destroyed by the Moraim from before you. The height was like the height of cedar trees, who were mighty as an oak, and it destroyed the fruits from above you and the roots from below. The roots from below is the lashon that they couldn't have children, and above means the eyes, that they were been blinded. Rav Papa Amar, that's a pasuk in Amos. So this is referring to that that's happened to the nations when they were fighting there. Rav Papa Amar, Shtei Tziros Havana, there's two types of Tziros. Chad and Moshe, Chad and Yeshua. Two different types, one from Moshe Rabbeinu, one from the time of Yeshua. The Moshe, the ones that Moshe Rabbeinu was staying, that was only ones that the schus of Moshe had. And Yeshua was able to be over, that it did go over with Yeshua. And that's the one mentioned in the Psukim that it went through. So now the Gemara continues that Shisha Shvatim Arosh Hargrizim and Shisha Al Her Eval, and then the Levim and the Aron were in the middle, and they said Baruch, right? And then they said Klala, the same Lashon, so the Aror in the other side. So the Gemara now says, Mai Vehachyetzieno, that you should make them half of them on Har Eval. Why the Lashon of this Lashon of Vehachyetzieno, that the Vehachyetzieno, the, why is extra the over here, referring to half that already has been specified somewhere else? What's this other half? So Rav Kahana said, based on this lashon of the pasuk, Amar Rav Kahana kederach shechilukim kan kach chilukim ravne eifon. It must be that you already know this chiluk. How do I already know the chiluk that you're already aware of? Says Rav Kahana, where do we see the chiluk of the six shvatim and the six shvatim? According to Rav Kahana, he understands that they were divided on the eifod. The Kohen Gadol had an eifod by the Kohen Gadol, and then around that he had the shoam, right? We talked about avnei hashoam, and on them he had the shemos bnei Yisrael. So the Torah doesn't tell you which shvatim were on which side. So according to Rav Kahana, he's understanding that the 12 shvatim were divided 6 and 6 based on the division of the Har Grizim v'Har Eval. That's the same way it happened over here. So then, meaning according to what comes out, according to Rav Kahana, what was Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Yosef, and Binyamin? Those were the ones who were on the first stone. And the second stone was Reuven, Gad, Asher, Zvul, and Dan, Naphtali, based on the way that they were Har Grizim and Har Eval. That's Rav Kahana's understanding. Now the Gemara has a Braisa, which is going to be a long Braisa, but in the Braisa is going to be a Kasha to Rav Kahana. Meisei, a Kasha on Rav Kahana. Shtei Avanim Tovos Hayulai L'Choyin Gadol Al Kseifav. The Kohen Gadol had two special stones on his shoulders. Echas Mikan, Echas Mikan. Ushmeh Shneim Asar Shvatim Kasuv Alayim. The 12 Shvatim were inscribed upon them. Shishal Evan Zuv, Shishal Evan Zuv. 6 were on this 6 were on that one. Shneim Ar. Shisha Mosvosam, Mishmosam Al Evan Achas, Shisha Hasheni. Ketoldosam, the order of their birth. Shnia ketoldosam. So the second one. So why does it say on the shisha shneini is ketoldosam? So the Brace is telling us that only on the second stone were they in the order of how they were born. The lower shona ketoldosam, but the first one was not exactly how they were born. Mipnei shehuda muktam. We give the koach to Yehuda first. So basically, what comes out is that right. The last six is pashut. It's God, Asher, Yisachar, Zvul, and Yosef, Binyamin. That's the order they were born. The first six basically were that same order, except for putting Yehuda, who was normally fourth. So we put Yehuda first. We put Yehuda, Reuben, Shimon, Levi, then Dan, Naphtali. So Yehuda is first because the Yerushalmi points out because he was going to be the Asid Lios Melech, so that's why he should be first on as a kavod for Yehuda. He gets to be first on the Avni Shalom. Chamishim Osios Hayu, and there was 50 letters amongst all the names. Esrim Chamish Eleven Zuv, Esrim Chamish Eleven Zuv. 25 on the first one and 25 on the second stone. The Gemara is going to ask that the second stone, Lachora only had 24, not 25. If you write out all the names, the Gemara is going to get into where's the actual name coming from. Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel Omer, turning on to the next Amud. So now we have another man to Amar. Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel says it's based on the Psukim and Shmos. Look at Ersha, Chalukim, Mechumash, Apikudim, Chalukim, Bavne Ephod. The names that were on the Ephod were not the ones, the way they were mentioned in Sefer Bamidbar. In Sefer B'Midbar, the very beginning of Sefer B'Midbar, rather, Ela Kederach Shechalukin B'Chumash Sheni, rather, as if the way they appeared in Chumash Sheni, which is the second book, meaning Sefer Shmos, that according to Sefer Shmos, the Pasuk says, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Hudai, Sachar, Zvulon, Binyamin, then Dan Naphtali, God, V'Asher, Yosef, Hayab, and Mitzrayim, that's the way we are mentioning it. Ketzad, B'nei Leah, Kesidron, so the sons of Leah are in the order of how they are born, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulon, B'nei Rachel, Achaz, Echad Mikan, V'Echad Mikan, so but the children of Rachel, one was written on one stone, and one was written on the other stone. Binyamin was the top of the list, and Yosef appeared at the bottom of the first list of Neshvachos Be'emta, and the first sons of the Shvachos were in the middle, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, V'Asher, and they were listed between Binyamin and Yosef. But according to this, according to Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, so how do I understand the Pasuk says that they were, according to the way that they were chronologically born, the way they were their birth orders, their birth dates, the older one to the younger one. So therefore, that's against Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel. It means the names that their father called them, Moshe, not the way that Moshe called them. Reuven, Velo Reuveni. Many times we have those psukim, that's the way Moshe Rabbeinu called them. But we call them Reuven. That's how we write it out on the Ephod. Shimon Velo Shimoni, Dan Velo Adani, God Velo Agadi. All of these examples are the way that they were said over by Yaakov Avinu, to the exclusion of the way that Moshe Rabbeinu had called them. So we see that either way we have it, according to the Braisa, nobody has the way that to divide them based on how they went to Har Griz and Var Eval. Now, Rav Kana was based on the Diuk and the Pasuk, but Lechora, he's against both the Tanayim, let's in this Braisa, we don't have any Tana that seems to disagree and say otherwise. So therefore, the Gemara says, Tiyufta, Kirav Kehana, Tiyufta. This is a double knockout. Whenever you have a double Tiyufta, we don't answer them. If you have one Tiyufta, maybe the Gemara sometimes will answer it. But when it comes to Kasha, many times the Rishonim I would try to answer, because Kasha we just leave off as, it's like a Tzarechiyon. It's not like we're rejecting the Shita because of it, but we do say a Tzarechiyon based on the Kasha. So the Gemara says, Ve'ela Mai V'chitzno. So what is the meaning of the Pasuk when it says that you should, with the half, what was the Lashon of half? V'chitzno? That was a drasha where Rav Kana was coming from. Tana Chitzo Shalmul Hargrizim Meruba Mechitzo Shal Har'eval Mibnei Shalevi Lamata. The Gemara points out that no, it's the Chitzo, not exactly half, because those who were studying on Har Grizim had more than those who were studying on Har Eval, because half, like the Shevet Levi, many of them were watching the Aron, so therefore they were in the middle. All the people who were the Kohanim and Levim, who were the elder ones, who were in the middle, so therefore they were not part of the they were not part of Shevet Levi, and therefore it was less, and it wasn't exactly 50-50. That's the Gemara points out. Adrab Nesha Levi Lamata Batsu Lehu. Because many people in Levi stood below, there should have been less people in Har Grizim. What do you mean? That's where Levi was. He was the people in Har Grizim. What's going on over here? It's the opposite of what you just said. Har Grizim had less people. So says the Gemara, you're right. Even though Shevet Levi stood below. So Shevet Levi stood below, B'nai Yosef Imbayim. The B'nai Yosef were with them on Har Grizim, and they had a lot of people with Shevet Yosef, so therefore, it made up for it. So the Gemara points out, Shenemar Vayid, Vayad Biru B'nei Yosef is Yoshele Mar Badua Nasata L'Nachal Goral Echad V'Chevel Echad V'Ani Amrav. Yosef was complaining a little bit. They said that we're such a big group over here, and you gave us such a small portion. So the Yeshua responded to them. V'Yomar Lem Yeshua Im Amravata Ale Lecha Hayara. If you're so great, so then go towards the forest. And he responded to them. Then go out. It's not my responsibility to give you that land. Go get it yourself. Amar Lan Yeshua told them. So Hashem lechu ve'achbeil atzmechem bi'arim. Go hide yourselves in the forest. Shalot tishlot bechem ayin hara. You don't want to have too much ayin hara. You're going to have such a big area. You're going to have ayin hara. Ayin hara is a very fascinating phenomenon. The Gemara mentions it many times. Rashi Chumash quotes this idea. There's an idea that a person that we don't want to bring upon ourselves the people's bad eye sakilu, evil eye, literally meaning people's bad way of looking at us. We have a mitzvah to be about tnei lechas and Hashem lekecha. As Rashi oftentimes pointed out in Shir. That tznius is not just one of the biggest misconceptions about tznius is that people think it's just the way you dress. It's not at all just the way you dress, it's the way you live your life, says Rosh Hashanah. And it's very important you saw it in life, is that we're not supposed to be showing off to everybody what we're doing. And it's the whole opposite, especially the last 10 years, of the whole nature of social media and Instagram and all these things, is to show off your entire life and show everybody how happy you are. But many times inside, these people, these very same people, are not at all. But either way, that's a side point. But just the idea of just showing off what you're doing. A person goes on vacation, so why do you have to take pictures and show your friends? They didn't go on the vacation. They're going to just be jealous of you. If it's really a good brother to show them, look at this place, go there, maybe it'd be nice. But be'etzem, to show your friends and family, that's really it's not a thing. Unless you really be'emes know that they might want to go there, so showing them. But all the times to show people, to show off to the world, your big house and fancy cars and things of the like, that's the whole idea that's connected to ayin hara. That's against the idea of tznius, and therefore people are going to look at you a certain way. Then ayin hara has the ability that basically to cause you to be judged. And Hashem judges you on the spot. If you're not roi lekach, you're not roi for the thing that you have, then the ayin hara will, in fact, unfortunately, cause tzaros to the person. That's the idea of ayin hara. Amru lei, so they responded to Yoshua, Zari di Yosef, lo shaltabe, ein abisha, dechsev, ben Yosef, ben parasan. They said, we're not worried about that. They responded to Yoshua, we have a Masorah. Yaakov, gave us a bracha, that Yosef is, the children of Yosef also are not going to be subject to ayin hara. How do we know this? Amar Rabbi Abou, al tekore ale ayin, Rashi and Chumash quotes this drasha, do not say ale ayin, ala ole ayin. Ole ayin is the raising of the eye, that the meaning that we're above the ayin hara. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanin, Amar Mehacha, vayid gul arob, bekar va'aretz. No, we learn that from here. That the children of Yosef are going to be like fish, and they're going to multiply like fish. Ma dagim shebayam, ma mechasim aleim. The fish are covered by the water, and that apparently stops them from the ayin hara. Ve'in ayra shalotis bayam. Avzara shal Yosef, in ayra shalotis bayam. So either way, we learn that they're responding that we're not subject to the ayin hara. And that was either from these two psukim. The Gemara Brachas actually is the third drasha based on Eishes Potiphar, which the Gemara actually is going to be darshan in a moment, but that the Gemara doesn't bring here for the reason that they were saved from Ayin Har. Now the Gemara goes back to the Braisa. Hanei Chamishim Osias. Again, we asked in Rav Kana, but going back to the idea, the Braisa told us that there was 50 letters. Chamishim Nechadchadav, and really it's 49. It's not 50. It's 50 minus 1, meaning there's, if you count all the letters on one stone of Yehuda, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Dan, and Naphtali, and then Gad, Asher, Yisachar, Zvulun, those are only Yosef, Binyamin, that's only 24 on that side. Amar B'Yitzchak, Yosef, Shesiva, Le'osachas, Yosef, they added. Shinemar, the Pasuk of Tehillim says, Edus, Behosef, Samo, Beitzeso, Alar, Tzutzaim. He appointed as an Edus, as a testimony for Yosef when he went out of Mitzrayim, that letter, extra letter, hey, was added to Yosef's name. The Gemara asks, what do you mean? Maskif l'Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. We said, Kesodosan bar Inan. The names have to be given to them at their birth by Yaakov Avinu. That's what we said before. So we can't hear Yosef with the extra hey that was added when David Melech writes that way in Tehillim, as a pasuk Tehillim. That Lachora is against the idea that it was the way that it should be said by Yaakov. It should be noted, by the way, that the Rambam actually paskins that Yosef's name was spelled with the hey on the Ephod. Lachora against our Gemara, because the Gemara is going to end up projecting this, but that's Rav Ulik has a joke. Rav Ulik says, Rambam Nashitasa against the Gemara. He's just making a joke. He's saying Rambam many times seemed difficult with the, obviously has another source that when we're reading it, you have to figure out what the Rambam means, but that's a very fascinating thing. The Gemara says, Ella Kola Torah Kula Binyamin Ksiv. But the entire Torah, it says Binyamin without a Yud. The Mem in the final Yud. V'acha Binyamin Shalem. No, the extra Yud was coming from Binyamin. The extra Yud of Binyamin Kedisliv Aviv Karalo Binyamin. It says Ben Oni. She called him Ben Oni. And Yaakovino called him Binyamin. So that Lashon of Binyamin is with the Yud, and therefore we could spell it with Yud. That's the extra letter. So the Gemara says, why did they add the Lashon of Hey in Pasuk Yedelim? Amar of Chista, Barbizna, Arishimon Chasida, Yosef Shekida Shem Shemayim Beseser, Yosef was Mekada Shem Shemayim, even in private. Yosef was in seclusion with the Eishes Potiphar, and he was about to sin, as we're going to see. He was finally going to agree to do the Aver. She'd bother him, Yom Yom, Lo Shav Aleihem, right? He says, he kept saying no, then finally one day he was going to do it. That's the Shaila we're going to see in a moment. And he was Mekadesh Shem Shemayim, that's still called a Kiddush Hashem. We see that even Bitsina, a person can be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. So the Gemara says, so therefore, the hey of the name of Hashem was added to his name. Yehuda Shekid Shemayim Bifarhesa Yehuda, who was Mekadesh Shem Shemayim in public. Because the Shaila, what exactly does this mean? Some explain that it refers to the fact that he admitted to Tamar and saved her, to that he, so therefore he did tshuva, he opened the gateway of tshuva, and that was Mekadesh Shem Shemayim Birabim, because he had basically admitted to everybody, embarrassed himself, and showed that he had relations with his daughter-in-law. Others explain that it refers to the fact that Yehuda, Nachshon ben Amida, the Dov, Shevas Yehuda, was the one first to jump in to the Yamsif, to create that's Yisrael Atata. We needed a thing below, an action below for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to open up the gateway Shemayim to create this massive miracle, and that was done through Yehuda, so that was Shem Shemayim before Hesed, so that was a tremendous Kiddush Hashem. So therefore, Nikra Kulo Al Shemal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so therefore the entire Yud Kei Vav Kei is part of the name of Yehuda, which I found very interesting, because at least the Hey of Yosef was added in Tehillim, that was later. But when Yehuda was called that way when he was first born, so it's like a Ruach HaKodesh, that later he's going to have the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A little confused about the drasha over here, but that's what the Gemara is being Dorish. Yosef Mahi, so where do we see Yosef was Mekadosh Shem Shemayim? Dechsev, Vayi Ki Yom Azev, Evo Vasa Lassas Malachto. There was a day Yosef was coming to do his work. Amri Yochalam Melamet Shishnei, Ladar Avir and his governor, this finally teaches Yosef was finally going to agree to Eshes Potiphar, who kept trying to convince him to sin with her. Some say, no, he's just going to do his work. He had to do the things that he needed to do at the house. He was in charge of the house. The other one says, no. He actually was going to finally agree to have relations with Eshes Potiphar, and Rabbi Yochanan apparently followed the second Shita. So we see that Yosef finally was going to agree to this Maisa. Nobody was there that day. Where were they? Potiphar was calling him Osa Russia, interesting. We called him a Russia, but still, there was nobody there. He was a very important person. So how could it be that nobody was anywhere in the house? It was a day that was a day for Avodah Zarah. They had a chag for Avodah Zarah that day. Everybody said they're going to worship the Avodah Zarah. Yosef HaTzadik said, I'm not going. And she said that I'm not going because I'm sick. So therefore, she thought her best chances to convince Yosef was that nobody is around, and therefore she could have relations with him. So she caught him and by the garment, and she said, lie down with me. That moment, so she saw the appearance of, he saw rather, the appearance of Yaakov Avinu in a mirror image. Some say he saw himself, and he looked very much like Yaakov, like, how could I do this? But others explain that just kipshuto, that he just saw his father. He looked at thinking about his father to save him from the Avera. Amru lo. So he said to him, Yosef, asidin achecha shikasu alav ne'efod ve'ata b'neim. Yosef, your brothers are destined to be inscribed in the stones of the ephod, and you're amongst them. Ritzonecha shiyimache shimcha b'neim v'tikra roe zonos. You want to be the one who's called the guy who was with the zonos, t'chsiv roe zonos ya'bid hoin. The person who is with the Zonos is going to lose a fortune. Here it means he's going to lose the fortune of being on the Ephod. Miyad, Vatesha, Beis, and Kashto. Immediately Yosef, he was, bow literally was put back. He put back his bow, meaning this is a lashon, a nice lashon of his Aver, not being interested in the mice anymore. Miyad, Vatesha, Beis, and Kashto. Amar B'yochana, Mishim, Rav Meir, Shashas, Vakash, Leisano. Again, that he was not interested anymore in the male organ, went inside and no longer was interested in having relations with this woman. Yadav, and his arms were on the side, opening his hands. It means that Yosef put his hands into the ground, dug his fingertips into the ground to cause him physical discomfort in order to suppress his desire. And his zara came out from his fingernails. Some explain like miraculously it happened. Others explain, I think the Marsha just says it like Kipshuto, the Zerah came out, but not relations with her. Who caused Yosef to be part of the Ephod? El Aver Yaakov, it was the great, mighty power of Yaakov, because he remembered his father. From there, a shepherd, the stone of Yisrael. Misham Zachav and Asa Roya. From there, Yosef merited to become a shepherd of the Jewish people. Shnemar, Roya Yisrael, Azina Roya, Katzoin Yosef. The shepherd of Yisrael, who leads them like the flock of Yosef. Tanya, it's been taught in Breisa. Hayu Roya, Yosef, Atzitzman, or Shnemas Hashvatim. Yosef was such a tzaddik that he was going to have 12 shvatim come from him. Kedero Shayetzim Yaakov of it, just like it had come from his father Yaakov. Shnemar, Ela told us Yaakov Yosef, just like these are the offspring of Yaakov, these are offspring of Yosef. We say that was the Iker point of Yaakov, but the Gemara has another level of interpretation here, that Yaakov was supposed to have the same amount of children as Yosef. Rather, Yosef was supposed to have the same amount of children as Yaakov. Because Yosef's Zerah had come out of him when this Maaser happened. Again, obviously, he didn't have relations, which is a much greater Avera, but still, he on his level, he was punished. But even though he's such a tzaddik, he still suppressed himself, but the fact that Zerah came out, he was punished. Nevertheless, the 10 sons came out from Binyamin instead. Those are all called to Yosef. This is Bela, Shenivla ben Umos. Bela, he called him swallowed up because he was swallowed amongst the nations. Becher, Bechor le'imo haya. Yosef was the Bechor. Ve'ashbel sheshavu el. Kosh Baruch Hu made him a captive. Gera, shegar be'achnasios. He's in foreign lands. Ve'naman, shenoyim be'yoser. He was so handsome. Achiv Roshihu, he was my brother, and he was my head. He was the head of me. He was the way I would always follow him. Mupim v'chupim. We did not see each other's weddings. We didn't go to the chus of dancing at each other's weddings. The finals of the Ard, hard because she yarad levein umos ha'elam, he's in the middle of the nations of the world. That's what we see. That's when Vahi Kirosa Ben Yamin, the pasuk says that he told him the names of his children. Yosef HaTzadik couldn't hold himself anymore. He was so sad that the tsar that Ben Yamin had suffered. Ikod Amri v'ard shepan of doimin leverid, because his face was like a rose, which is a very nice rosy complexion, which is a nice way again of showing his good looks. So the Gemara continues in the discussion of Yosef. So it said, Paro immediately told, right after he interpreted the dream correctly, Paro said, no person is going to lift his hand without you. You're going to be second in command. You're going to be the viceroy. The person who's bought for a seemingly insignificant sum of 20 silver coins, he is going to be the one who's going to rule over us. This Eved is going to rule over us. This guy, this lowly guy. I'm then, Kinune Malchus Ani Rayapa. I see in him, he has these royal characteristics, and therefore, he's very smart, he's very beautiful. He could be the king, he could be sort of second to the king, he could be the viceroy. Amru Loim Kain, yeah, Yodeh B'Shem Lashon. If you want him to be the viceroy, yeah, he has to be fluent in all the languages. We know that's a condition. So Parah said, okay, let's see tomorrow, let's see what he's like. That night, Gavriel came and taught him the 70 languages, so he saw that Gavriel actually is the only Malach who understands Aramaic, he knew that Lashon also. But Yosef wasn't able to learn it with him. So here was added, the hey was added to Yosef's name. He pointed as in Edus Yosef with the Lashon hey. That Lashon of hey is Sfas L'Yadati Yashma. The pasuk ends off, a language which did not know. I now understood. That's referring to Yosef after the name had been given to him when he was able to understand all the Shivim Lashonos. So the Macher, Kolisha Lishtai Paro, every language which Paro spoke to Yosef, Adulai, Yosef was able to respond to him. Mishtai, Iyu B'Lashon HaKodesh. When Yosef spoke to Paro in Lashon HaKodesh in Hebrew, Love Ekayadim Mayamar. Paro was not able to understand Hebrew. Lashon Kodesh apparently, I don't know, it's not part of the 70 Lashonos or whatever it might be, he wasn't able to understand it. Amar Lay, Igmir, teach me this language. Agmir Velok Amar. He tried teaching him, he wasn't able to understand it. Amar Lay, Paro said to him, Ishtabeli Delomegalas, please swear to me that you're never going to reveal this information that I don't know this language, you know more than me. Paro was like a god. How could it be anybody knew more than Paro? Ishtabelo, Yosef swore to him, and that explains Ki Amar Lay. So when Yosef later on, after Yaakov Avinu had died, so he said, Avish Bani Lamar, my father had made me swear that I should go bury him. That's what the pasuk says. It said, Avish Bani Lamar, Ani Anochi Meis Bekeriyah Shekaras Li Beret Kanan, Shama Degrinimata Eleh Navek Re Aviva Shuva. I'm going to swear, and I'm going to come back. Please let me go. Amar Lay said, Lo, Zil Shtel Shvasach. Paro said to him, go, just go to Ataras Nadarim and get rid of your Shvua. Amar Lay, yes, it said, Ishtalin Laminidach. So you're right, maybe I'll do that, but I'm also going to do Ataras Nadarim for the Shvua that I made to you, I swore to you that I'm not going to tell anybody, you don't know Hebrew. Ve'avagav de lo nichalei. So even though Paro did not want Yosef to go, he was such an important person going, leaving the country still, Amar Lay, Aleik for Savicha, Kasher Shbiacha. Go, bury your father as he had told you, and that's what the pasuk says. Okay, we'll go a little bit more. Yehuda Ma'i, what idea with Yehuda, where he's Mekadosh Shem Shemayim? Desanya, Kshamdu Yisrael al Hayam, when Klal Yisrael went up on the Yam, Hayu Shivatim Menatchim Zem, they were competing with one, Zemer Ani Yoreh Tchil al Yam, each one wanted to do it, Zemer Ani Yoreh Tchil al Yam, so therefore the pasuk says, Braisa says, Kavat Shifto Shem Binyanu Yared, Liyam Tchil al Tarud, Binyanu went, and they jumped into the sea, Shenemar, Sham Binyamin Tzir Rodem. There, Binyamin rules the Rodem. I'll take a real Rodim Ella Rad Yam. Rather, it means Rad Yam. He descended quickly into the sea. Vayusari Yehuda Rogmin also. The Yehuda began stoning him. Shenemar, Sari Yehuda Rigmaslam. They were throwing stones at him. Lefichach Zacha Binyamin Atadik Manasa Ush Pezichin Legvura. He became the presence of the Shechina, meaning eventually the Beis Hamidrash was going to be in Shevet Binyamin. Shenemar, Uvenik Seifav Shachin. Between the shoulders of Binyamin, Hashem rested. Okay, we'll go with Amar L'Rabbi Yehuda Be'ez Hashem. We'll continue the Maisa. It was really not them. It was really not Nachshon Ben Aminadav. That's the more famous one. The Rashi Chumash is going to go. Be'ez Hashem will pick up with Amar L'Rabbi Yehuda Amir Tzeshem in tomorrow's daf.